Alexandra DiTrolio. Bishop Joe Vasquez, chairman of the Bishops' Conference's Committee on Migration, stated that U.S. bishops, quote, cannot in good faith endorse the immigration bill that was submitted by the House's Republican leaders. Bishop Vasquez said the bill contains multiple provisions that go against Catholic teaching and that the bill in general would bring massive changes to the immigration system, quote, that detrimentally impact families and the vulnerable. The legislation stands to make it even more difficult for asylum protection by raising the bar for what qualifies as, quote, credible fear, eliminates protections for unaccompanied minors, and would not end the practice of separating families at the border. In related news, Pope Francis has voiced his support with U.S. bishops who have criticized the Trump administration's policy of separating families at the border. The Pope said the rise in anti-migrant rhetoric has led to a, quote, psychosis, and that people who are looking to better their lives should not be rejected. Meanwhile, the Trump administration has stated that they have no definitive plan on how to reunite the children with their families. Since the implementation of the administration's zero-tolerance policy in April, over 2,000 minors have been separated from their families. John Bolton, the U.S.'s national security advisor, defended the Trump administration's decision to withdraw from the United Nations Human Rights Council. Bolton stated that the U.S. doesn't, quote, need advice by the U.N. or other international bodies on how to govern ourselves, and that the decision was made weeks ago and has nothing to do with the Council's High Commissioner criticizing America's immigration policies. U.S. allies, including the European Union and Australia, have expressed disappointment and regret in the U.S.'s decision to withdraw. America is the first country to voluntarily leave the Council in its 12-year history. Cardinal Theodore McCarrick, who retired as the head of the Washington Diocese in 2006, released a statement saying he will no longer exercise a public ministry, quote, in obedience to the Vatican. The announcement comes following an allegation that he abused a teenager almost 50 years ago was found to be credible. Cardinal McCarrick maintains his innocence and said that he fully cooperated in the investigation process and was saddened to learn that the allegations were deemed credible and substantiated. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.